most of the Christmas films that we all know and love or loathe tend to be ones that aren't overtly religious. But they are good. They are filled with all of the cliches about family and love and spiritual rebirth. And they're almost religious without being religious. And I think that's because they've got to sort of deliver this Christmas message that we're familiar with, even if a heavy-handed dose of religion might turn off a few viewers.
Is there much of the genre movie? So you make horror films. Can you make a Christmas horror film? You've got
you
sci-fi.
You can make a Christmas horror film. They're my favourite.
Really?
Yeah. My very favourite one is it's Christmas Evil from 1980. A little boy is sitting on the stairs and sees his mum making out with Santa. He's horrified. He goes upstairs, smashes a snowball, cuts his hand, and then decides to become Santa and kill everybody. It makes no sense whatsoever, but it's brilliant.
Is it American?
And very subversive. Yes, that's an American one. But there's quite a few British ones as well. Don't Open Until Christmas is a British Christmas horror.
Have the Christmas films been around since films began?
They have. Some of the very earliest short silent films were adaptations of Charles Dickens' The Christmas Carol. So that's probably the most common story that has been told and retold through any number of different incarnations. You know, there's gay versions and pornographic versions and black versions. You name it, A Christmas Carol has been adapted into a new version of it,
So does that mean that the film studios will invest in things such as Kwanzaa or Hanukkah and so on?
Look, Thanksgiving, I did some research just to see, are there examples of Kwanzaa or Thanksgiving films or Hanukkah films? There's about two or three Hanukkah films, about 10 or 11 Thanksgiving films. I didn't come across a Kwanzaa film. I found Kwanzaa alluded to in sort of African-American Christmas films, but not as a standalone narrative.
The songs that appear in these films are not usually Christmas songs or Christmas carols, it seems. They're songs by artists that become hits. I guess it all comes down to marketing, does it? How does it work, Lauren?
Look, the cheaper the film, the more likely they are to use versions of the ones that are copyright-free. So the heavy-handed doses of Rudolph and Frosty and all of those, they're the ones that tend to saturate the made-for-television Hallmark films, which there's about 30 or so made every year. The big budget, sort of Love Actually type Christmas films, they tend to produce music for it. Therefore, they're the ones that become hits of their own accord.
Gavin Sandy Bay reminds me of Miracle on 34th Street. Is that does that stand alone with an integrity perhaps not continued on through over the decades, do you think, Lauren?
Yeah, and what's interesting about that one, you know, early 40s when it was made the first time, there's sort of multiple versions of it. Santa gives a speech about the commercialization of Christmas and Christmas having lost its meaning. 70 years ago, that message was being told. Every single year, I think we have this conversation, oh, is Christmas losing its meaning? Is it becoming too commercial? That message has actually been with us forever. I think it's interesting because it always feels fresh, but it's a really old idea.
If you were making a film and putting it out these days from one of the big studios in animation or one of those slightly creepy CGI forms, you wouldn't do it without planning to market the life out of it, would you, Lauren?
No, and I think this is something as well about why you see Christmas films, why you see films which have a heavy dose of Christmas coming out around about this time of year. People want to go and pay money to go to the cinema to feel nostalgic. These aren't films that are going to win Oscars, though. So they're heavily, heavily marketed in terms of blockbusters. They're not films that we tend to think stand up as quality films beyond any kind of heartstring-pulling value.
You mentioned England, but is America still the big one? What about the big markets like India? Do they go for Christmas films?
Interestingly, I stuck to English language Christmas films, but India is a good example of an industry that makes a mozza out of ripping off English language films, tweaking things slightly and packaging it a whole new film. So you'll find the themes of Christmas films turned into something completely different in India, where we'd recognise the plot. That sounds a lot like It's a Wonderful Life, but it has a completely different title and some Bollywood dancing to boot.
The streaming services have changed things too, haven't they? No longer do we need to wait for the day that's appointed by a network for us to watch that film. I mean, Netflix have got 11 Christmas films on their releases that they're promoting at the moment. We can sit there and just watch it over and over and over again.
If you're jealous of the wonderful time I had of watching Christmas films every single day for 18 months, you too can do it. I noticed Foxtel are advertising daily Christmas films and then a marathon on Christmas Day in case you hadn't had enough already.